Good morning.
早晨好。
And I am very happy to be back.
我很高兴我又回来了。Thank
you for your prayers while I was away.
当我请把这个关上，我不在的时候，谢谢大家的祷告。Had
a very quick trip to China.
很快的一个旅程。
One week, very, very busy.
只有一个星期的时间，非常的忙。
And got back about 2 a.m. yesterday.
昨天早晨凌晨2点钟到家的。
So if I fall asleep during the sermon,
如果讲到的时候睡着了，请你们原谅。
In January, I asked you, are you a disciple?
1月份的时候，我问大家，你是门徒吗？
And we talked about the cost of being a disciple.
我们讲到做门徒的代价。
Then last month I asked you about the cost. What will it cost if I don't follow Jesus?
上个星期我们讲到，如果你不跟随耶稣，那你的代价是什么？
I hope you have decided yes. I will follow Jesus.
我希望你们已经决定，是的，我要跟随耶稣。
And it's kind of difficult to deal with this topic spread out over so long.
因为我们这个主题呢，要是分好长时间讲，所以呢，不是很容易讲。
I feel like every month we're just kind of touching it, and then there's a month of gap.
然后我就觉得每个月呢，我讲一点呢，然后就得离开，到等到下个月才继续讲。
But I hope you have remembered enough to be ready for another question this morning.
希望大家对上个月的信息还有印象，那我们今天可以来问这个问题。
Maybe a question you've already asked yourself.
也许是一个你已经问过自己的问题。
Because if you've seriously considered what does it cost to be a disciple, you may have already asked yourself this question.
如果你已经真的是严肃地想过做门徒的代价，也许你已经问过自己。
Can I do it?
我可以做到吗？
Is it even possible for me?
这可能吗? 对我来讲。
If being a disciple is more than just being baptized and coming to church.
如果作为门徒不单单说受洗来教会。
If being a disciple requires you to take up your cross and follow Jesus.
如果作为门徒意味着你要背起你的十字架来跟随主。
If being a disciple changes everything in your life.
如果作为门徒改变你生活的各个方面。
Can you do it?
你可以做到吗?
Is it possible to live the way Jesus demands?
你可以能够活出来耶稣所要求的生活方式吗?
Just take one example, the Sermon on the Mount.
比如就讲说登山宝训。
Read through that.
你把登山宝训读一遍。
Matthew 5 through 7.
马太福音5到7章。
Disciples don't become angry with their brother.
第一个呢，门徒呢不会对他们的弟兄们生气。
Disciples don't allow lustful thinking to control their thoughts.
门徒呢不会让这个不好的念头来控制他们的思想。
Disciples love their enemy.
门徒去爱他的仇敌。
And you may say, like someone said to me recently, that's impossible.
就像有个人最近对我说，那根本就不可能。
Jesus can't expect us to live this way.
耶稣不会期待我们这样来生活吧。
Nobody can do this.
没有人可以这样活。
And if I'm honest, I'll say that's right.
如果我诚实地讲，他说的没错。
Even for church people,
就算是来教会的人,
even for good people,
就算是好人,
it's impossible to do what Jesus says we must do.
就没有办法做到耶稣要求我们做的。
So what do we do?
那我们怎么办呢?
This morning I want to look at how do we live, how do we grow as a disciple.
今天早晨我想讲我们怎么样活出来，怎么样作为门徒来成长。
You have the scripture as a handout in your bulletin.
我们今天早晨的家业里边有这个经文。
Please hold on to that because I'm going to come back to it over and over this morning.
请你看着这个经文，因为我会不断地回来讲这些。
But let's start by reading this together.
让我们一起来读。
Peter is writing.
彼得后书1章3章8节是在你的家业里边。
And he says, His, God's divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness.
神的神能已将一切关乎生命和谦敬的事赐给我们。
Through the knowledge of Him who called us to His own glory and excellence.
皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德招我们的主。
By which he has granted to us his precious and very great promises.
因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们。
Now listen to this phrase.
请你听这一句，这个词。
So that through them you may become partakers of the divine nature.
叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。
Having escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of sinful desire.
因为我们脱离了从世上来的情欲和败坏。
Now let me interrupt right here.
让我在这里停一下。
Here's what he said at this point, up to this point.
到此为止，彼得说的是
，It is God's power that has given you life and godliness.
是神的能力给了你生命和关于谦敬的事。
Not our own.
不是我们自己。
It is God that has given, made us.Partakers of His nature.
是神让我们成跟神的性情有份。
He has made us one of His own. He has made us like Him.
他让我们成为他的一部分，他让我们像他。
And so at this point, we expect Peter to say this.
到此为止，我们可能会期待彼得会这样说。
God has made you like Himself.
神已经创造你像他。
So now all you need to do is relax and go to heaven.
现在呢，你就开始这个放松，等着去天堂吧。
Let's continue verse 5.
让我们继续来看第五节。
For this very reason.
正因这缘故。
Because of what God has already done.
由于就是因为神为我们所做的。
Make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue.
就要分外的殷勤，有了信心又要加上德行。
Virtue with knowledge.
有了德行又要加上知识。
Knowledge with self-control.
又有了知识又要加上节制。
Self-control with steadfastness.
有了节制又要加上忍耐。
Steadfastness with godliness.
有了忍耐又要加上谦敬。
Godliness with brotherly affection.
有了谦敬，又要加上爱弟兄的心。
Brotherly affection with love.
有了爱弟兄的心。
For if these qualities are yours and increasing.
又要加上爱众人的心。你们若充充足足的有这几样。
They keep you from being ineffective or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
就必使你们在认识我们的主耶稣基督上不至于闲懒不结果子了。
Peter says, God has done this in you.
神已经在你身上做了这些。
Now, here is what you must do.
现在你应该做什么？
I want to ask Brother Quincy to come up and volunteer.
我们现在要请那个王庆弟兄上来自愿做志愿者。
And while he is coming, let me tell you about a basketball player named Michael Jordan.
我请他上来之前，我给你们讲
讲那个
篮球运动员迈克·乔丹的事情。
Michael Jordan could stand.
乔丹呢，他可以站在那里。
And from a standing position, jump. 48 inches up.
他就是那个立定跳，原地的往上跳，可以跳四个英尺高。
That means he could jump higher than this platform without running.
他就是根本不用跑，就站在这儿，一下子就可以跳到比这个讲台跳的还高。
And so I asked a volunteer this morning.
所以我今天早上就请了一位志愿者。
I would have done it, but I have jet lag.
我本来我应该来做，但是因为我有时差。
So I asked him to come and do like Michael Jordan.
让他像王像那个乔丹那样子。
So on the count of three, he's going to jump.
我数一二三，然后他就往上跳。
As high as the platform.
他就尽量的跳到这个讲台上。
Everyone ready?
大家准备好了吗？
Count with me. One, two, three.
哇，跳了三层台阶。
Now He tried.
他真的是很用力，很努力。
But he didn't do it.
但是他没有跳到四个英尺。
I think he needs to try harder.
我说他应该再努力一些。
So let's give him another try.
那我们再让他再试一次。
Now 48 inches is about.
Yeah.
四英尺的是到王庆弟兄这个大概这个肩膀这儿了。
So let's try again.
让他再试一次，能不能跳四英尺
？Encourage him.
大家来使劲的鼓励他。
One.
一。
Yeah. Okay. Now. All right.
现在
他。Gonna be this high.
好像这么高。
One.
一。
Two. Three.
三。还是三级。
I think what he needs
我是觉得他需要的是
is more self-discipline.
他就要更加的努力。
So I want you to really be determined.
我想让你真的是下定决心。
I want you to have a lot of faith.
我要你有信心。
And I want you to really, really give your best.
我想让你尽你最大的努力。
Encourage him.
大家再来努力，来鼓励他。
One,
一
two,
二
three,
三 还是三级台阶。
Okay.
好吧。
Here's the problem.
这个问题在哪里呢?
Brother Quincy does his best.
王敬林兄已经尽了他最大的努力。
He could try day after day.
他可以每天这样不断的努力。
Thursday, I found out I was speaking this morning.
星期四早晨我才知道我今天要讲到。
And so I immediately emailed him, asking him to do this.
然后我就马上给王建立兄送邮件说你能不能来做志愿者。
So I know he's been practicing, he's been training.
所以我知道星期四开始就开始训练，就开始努力。
But he cannot do it.
但是他还是做不到跳四个英尺。
I like Brother Quincy.
我很喜欢王庆弟兄。
He is my friend.
他是我的朋友。
But he does not have the abilities of Michael Jordan.
但是他没有这个乔丹的能力，天赋。
And here's the problem.
这个问题在于。
You and I hear about following Jesus.
我们听到说要跟随耶稣。
Thinking like him, living like him.
像他那样思想，像他那样生活。
Do what Jesus would do.
去行耶稣所行的一切。
And it all sounds great.
都听起来很好。
And we cheer and we're encouraged and we say, okay, I'm going to do this.
我们都彼此鼓励，我们就说，哎呀，我要做到啊。
And then we get to Monday.
然后我们到了星期一。
And we can't do it.
我们还是做不到。Because
left to ourselves,
如果就靠我们自己,
no matter how disciplined we try to be,
不管我们是多自律,
we can't do what Jesus would do.
我们还是没有办法做到耶稣所做的。
And so this morning I want you to ask,
我想今天早上让大家问,
what would have to happen for Quincy to be able to jump like Michael Jordan?
怎么样才能让王庆弟兄跳得跟乔丹一样高呢?
Much, much, much more importantly,
更重要的是,
what would have to happen for you and me to be able to live, think, and act like Jesus.
我们怎么才能够思想言行举止都像耶稣基督呢?
And I think Peter has given us the answer.
我想彼得已经给了我们答案。
Pull out the scripture.
请我们大家拿出来这个夹页上面的经文。
The first thing
第一件事情,
that has to happen,
第一个要发生的就是,
to live like Jesus,
去像耶稣那样的生活,
we must be filled with the Spirit of Jesus.
我们必须被耶稣的灵所充满。
Listen to what Peter says.
请听彼得怎么说的。
His divine power, God's divine power,
神的神能,
has given to us these things.
赐给我们一切这些关乎生命和谦敬的事。
Verse 4, that you may become partakers of the divine nature.
就让我们与神的性情有份。
That means,
这就意味着,
that God's very Spirit is planted in us.
就是说神的灵已经种植在我们身上。
You see, if somehow I could take the very essence of who Michael Jordan is and put it in Quincy,
如果我有办法把乔丹的那种本性、那种能力放在那个王庆弟兄的身上,
now he could jump like Michael.
他就有可能会像乔丹那样跳得那么高。
And if the Spirit of Jesus,
如果耶稣的灵,
the very essence of who he is,
就是神的本质, 就是他本身的那个本性, 那个灵魂,
is implanted in you and me,
如果被栽种在我们身上,
now we can think and act and live like him.
现在我们就可以能够思想, 能够行动就像他。
Because it's not happening through us, it's happening through his divine power.
因为不是通过我们自己, 而是通过他的属天的性情。
We see this in the book of Acts.
我们在这个使徒行传看得很清楚。
You read the book of Luke.
你读过路加福音。
The gospel of Mark.
你也读了马可福音。
And you look at the life of Peter.
如果你看彼得的生命。
Of Thomas.
看到多马的生命。
Of James and John.
然后雅各约翰。
And then you jump to the book of Acts.
然后你就跳到使徒行传。
And you read about Peter and James and John.
你再读到关于彼得、关于约翰。
And you're going to say, what happened?
你就说到底发生了什么?
In Mark, They couldn't live like Jesus.
在马可福音，他们根本没有办法像耶稣那样生活。
He said, "Do this," and they did that.
然后耶稣说你们要这样做，但是他们却那样做。
Believe this, and they doubted.
然后那个神说你要相信这个。
But you come to Acts, and everything he said to do, they are doing.
但是，一旦到了使徒行传，耶稣所命令的事情、所吩咐的，他们都能做到了。为什么？
The secret is,
这个秘诀在于
in Acts 2, they are filled with the same spirit that had empowered Jesus' life.
在使徒行传第二章，他们被耶稣的灵所充满。
Now they can live like he lived because they have in them the spirit that was in him.
他们现在能够活出来这一切，就是因为耶稣身上本身所有的那个灵，现在降临在他们身上，在他们里面。
We see it in Romans 7 and 8.
我们看罗马书第七章第
Romans 7 is a discouraging chapter.
罗马书第七章是个让人很丧气的章。
Paul says, I knew the law.
保罗说我知道，我晓得律法。
I wanted to keep the law.
我也想遵守律法。
But I couldn't.
但是我却做不到。
Because the law was spiritual and I was fleshly.
因为律法是属乎灵的，我却是属乎肉体的。
Listen and see if this doesn't sound like what you've said some days.
这个听一听，这个像不像你有时候所说的？
I do not do what I want to do.
我所想做的，我却不去做。
Instead, I do the very things I hate.
我所恨恶的，我倒去做。
I have the desire to do what is right, but I do not have the ability.
立志行善由得我，行出来却由不得我。
When I want to do right, evil is close at hand.
当我愿意为善的时候，便有恶与我同在。
And he finishes up this way.
他最后结论是这样的。
Oh, wretched man that I am.
我真是苦啊。
I am miserable, he says.
他说他自己感觉很没有希望。
I am trying to do what Jesus would do.
我想要努力去做耶稣所做的。
I am trying to live a godly life.
我想要过一个敬虔的生活。
And I cannot do it.
但是我却做不到。
But then, he starts Romans 8.
但是呢，在罗马书第八章，他是怎么
开始的？ There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
Now some people read that and they say, oh, this is wonderful.
有些人读到这说这太棒了。
Paul says that God knows we can't change.
神知道说我们没法改变。
And so he's decided to just accept us the way we are.
所以神就决定不管我们怎么样，他就接受我们。
Nothing changes.
没有需要改变。
But God says, it's okay, Quincy, I know you can't jump.
神说没关系，王庆弟，我知道你跳不了那么高。
Chinese people just aren't good jumpers.
那个中国人可能跳的没有那么高。
But that's okay because Michael Jordan probably can't do calculus.
但是没关系，乔丹肯定不会做微积分。
But that's not what Paul says.
但是那确实是保罗所说的。
He tells us why there is now no condemnation.
他告诉我们为什么现在是在基督里没有定罪了呢？
For the law of the spirit of life has set you free from the law of sin and death.
因为在赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。
God has done what the law could not do.
神已经完成了律法所不能完成的事。
Can you and I consistently, day after day, do what Jesus would do?
我们有没有可能就是每天都是持续的，就是行耶稣所行的一切？
The answer is no.
我们会说，不行。
But,
但是
can God consistently, day after day, do in us what Jesus would do?
但是神有没有可能在我们里边每天的持续的让我们去做耶稣所做的一切？
The answer is absolutely yes.
在那答案就是当然可以。
That's what Paul says.
那就是保罗所说的。
The law of the spirit of life,
因为
has set us free.
赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我。
Through the power of the Holy Spirit, you and I can do what God commands us to do.
就是靠着圣灵的能力，我们可以去做神所吩咐我们要做的。
And so the first step of discipleship.
所以作为门徒的第一步就是
is that I have to be filled with the Spirit that filled Jesus.
我必须要被就是耶稣所充满的圣灵所充满。
I can't do this on my own.
我不能靠着自己来做这一切。
Now I want to start here because it's very important you understand that.
我想从这里开始，因为这个非常的重要。
Because I'm going to give you three more things this morning.
因为我今天早上还会再讲持续的讲三件事，但是这是开始。
But none of them are worth anything.
但是如果那些都完全没有价值。
If you skip the first one.
如果你第一步你不做，你后边的完全没不可能。
None of the other three will do you any good.
那剩下的三步对你没有任何益处。
If you have not given your heart to Christ.
如果你没有把你的心交给耶稣。
And been filled with His Spirit.
然后
living in you.
为让他的灵来充满你，住在你里边。
But now we get that settled.
但是一旦我们这第一步我们过关
了。And some people think something like this.
有些人是这么想的。
Okay, great.
太好了。
I ask God to fill me.
我求神来充满我。
Now it's up to Him.
现在就靠神了。
If He wants to make me like Him, He'll do it.
如果他想让我像耶稣，那他会去做。
I'm not even going to try to jump anymore, Brother Quincy.
我就根本不用再去努力想去跳高一
些。I'm just going to stand here on the floor.
我就站在那个站在那儿。
And if God wants me up there, He'll pick me up.And put
如果神想让我跳四个英尺的话，神就把我带起来，让我跳那么高。
To them, discipleship is just saying, "Okay, God."
对他们来讲，那个门徒就是说，神啊，好吧。
You make me as good as you want me to be.
你就把我造成你想让我能多好就多好。
So this morning, I want to focus on what happens after we have given our life to Christ and are filled with His Spirit.
今天早上我想要专注的是在我们把我们的我们把我们的生命交给神，然后被他的圣灵所充满之后，我们所要做的。
Because Peter said,
因为彼得说
，For this reason, because God has filled you,
正因这缘故，就是因为神用他的圣灵来充满了你。
Make every effort.
你们要分外的殷勤。
Now, make every effort sounds to me like work.
分外的殷勤对我来讲就是要去工作，要去努力。
It sounds like I'm supposed to do something.
这个分外的殷勤表示说我是不是应该去做点什么
And not just do it, but do it with every bit of energy I can.
不是说就这样的去做，而是是非常用心努力的去做。
So what are we supposed to do?
那我们应该做什么呢
Back to verse 3.
那我们再回到第三节。
He has given us all things.
神已经把一切的事都赐给我们。
Through the knowledge of Him who called us.
因为我们认识，因为我们有认识那位召我们的主。
The first thing that must happen is,
第一件要发生的事情是
I must know what Jesus would do.
我就首先要知道耶稣会怎么行。
If I'm going to do what he would do, if I'm going to live like him,
如果我需要像他那样生活，我要去做他所做的。
I have to know what he would do.
那我首先应该知道他做了什么。
I follow him,
我跟随
他。
我用我的头脑来跟随他。
You see, let's imagine that somehow we had been able to take Quincy,
比如说我们想一下把王庆弟兄
And implant in him Michael Jordan's spirit.
我们把那个乔丹的灵魂他的那个精神放在他里边
He still would not be able to do what Michael Jordan did.
他还是没有办法就像乔丹跳那么高
He's going to have to develop the abilities just like Michael Jordan did.
他就应该像乔丹那样的去发展他的那个潜能
He's going to have to know the things.That Michael Jordan knew in order to play basketball the way he did.
他要能够像麦乔丹那样子，乔丹所知道的那些事情，怎么把篮球打好，他要知道那一切的技巧，那些技能，他才能把篮球打好。
And so Quincy is going to begin watching videotapes of Michael Jordan playing.
所以呢，他要想要那些技能呢，他应该去看乔丹怎么打球。
Look at how he runs.
然后看他怎么跑。
Look at how he gets ready for this jump.
然后看他怎么样子起那种起跳。
He's going to want to know what Michael Jordan knew about basketball.
他应该里边就很想知道，就像乔丹那样对篮球那么熟悉，他也想要知道那些东西。
Romans 8.
罗马书第八章。
Paul says, I was filled with the Spirit of Christ. I'm set free from the law of sin and death. God has empowered me to do what he wants me to do.
就是神赐给我能力，让我能够去做神要我做的，因为他用他生命圣灵的律充满了我。
The end.
是不是就结束了
No.
不是。
Paul meets Jesus on the road to Damascus.
保罗是在大马去大马士革的路上碰到遇到了耶稣。
He is filled with the Spirit of Christ.
他已经被耶稣的灵所充满。
And then he goes out into the desert for 3 years.
然后他去了阿拉伯的旷野，去待了三年。
Praying.
祷告。
Studying the teachings of Jesus.
学习研读耶稣的教导。
Learning what does it mean to follow Jesus in this new life?
就学习在这个新的生命中，到底什么才是跟随耶稣，怎么样
跟随耶稣。What do I need to know as a disciple of Jesus?
作为耶稣的门徒，我需要知道什么。
If you and I are going to be disciples,
如果我们需要成为耶稣的门徒,
if we're going to do what Jesus wants us to do,
如果我们要去做耶稣让我们所做的,
after we have become his children,
当我们成为他的儿女之后,
we're going to have to study,
我们必须要去学习,
we're going to have to work at it,
我们要努力要去用功。
This is why we encourage you to read your Bible every day.
为什么我们要鼓励大家每天要读你的圣经？
It's not just so you can check off little boxes.
不是说你每天画勾，哦，打勾，我今天读
完了。It's to learn what does this book say God wants me to do.
就是这本书上学习神想让我们要做的，要学的是什么。
If I'm going to live this way, I need to know what it says.
如果我想要活出来这个耶稣的生命，我要知道他是怎么活的。
And let me just say to you, we're in March now.
现在我们是三月份了。
Some of us are behind on our Bible reading.
我们有些人可能已经落后了我们的那个读经计划。
I see that hand. Is there another?
我看到有人又举手。
And here is what you are thinking.
你现在可能就这么想的。
The reason you're thinking this is Satan is telling this to you.
你之所以这样想，是因为这是撒旦告诉你的。
You're not going to catch up.
你肯定追不上了。
You're too far behind.
你落后太多了。
So here's what to do.
所以呢，你该这么做。
Quit and wait until next January.
就等着吧，到明年一月份再开始。
2020 is a nice even number.
2020年是个多好的数字啊。
Do it next year.
你明年再开始继续读。
So let me just say to you here at the end of March.
所以呢，在那个三月的末尾呢，我告诉你。
If you're behind.
如果你已经落后了。
Don't worry about it.
别担心。
Don't even try to catch up.
也别努试着想要去把它补上。
Instead,
相反的
just keep going.
就开始按着这个后边的读经计划继续读。
Cut it in half.
把它每天只读一半的量。
If it takes you 2 years to get through the Bible, that's fine.
如果你需要两年的时间来通读圣经，没关系。
The point isn't accomplishing some New Year's resolution.
这个目的不是在于完成新年立志。
The point is filling your mind with the Word of God.
这个目的是让你的心灵，让你的头脑充满神的话语。
To know what Jesus would do.
去知道了解耶稣会怎么样做。
Following Jesus with our mind.
就是用我们的头脑来跟随耶稣。
That's why we encourage you to read the Bible.
这就是为什么我们要鼓励大家读圣经的原因。
That's why Pastor Shi encourages us to memorize scripture.
这就是为什么许牧师在鼓励我们大家要背诵圣经。
To fill our minds with the words of Jesus.
让我们的头脑，让我们的心灵充满了神的话语。
This is why we want you in one of our Sunday school classes.
这也是为什么我们就鼓励大家去参加主日学。
We want you to be learning what does it mean? How do I live the life that Jesus has called me to live?
因为这个是让我们知道说我们怎么样能够活出来耶稣所呼召我们所要活的那种生命。
You must be filled with the Spirit that filled him.
第一个，你要是被充满耶稣的那个圣灵所充满。
You must learn how Jesus thought and lived.
你要知道说你耶稣是怎么生活的，怎么思想的。
The third thing.
第三件。
For this reason, verse 5.
因为正因这缘故。
Make every effort.
你们要分外的殷勤。
I must know what Jesus would do.
我必须要知道耶稣所行的。
I must follow him with my head.
我要用我的头脑来跟随主。
And then I must build Christian habits.
另外再一个呢，我就要养成基督徒的习惯。
I must follow him with my hands.
我要用我的手来跟随耶稣。
I must do on a daily basis the things that he did.
我要在日常的生活中去做，每天去做他所做的。
You see, Brother Quincy finally has been filled with the spirit of Michael Jordan.
比如说王庆弟兄最后是被那个乔丹的灵魂那个本性所充满。
He knows what Michael Jordan did.
他知道乔丹能做什么。
And now he's done, right?
是不是现在就没事了？
No.
不是。
He's going to have to practice like Michael Jordan practiced.
他应该要像乔丹那样子去练习。
Early in the morning when he wants to sleep in, he's going to have to get up and jog.
然后早晨虽然很想睡觉，要爬起来去跑步。
At the buffet, he's going to have to skip dessert.
然后在吃那个自助餐的时候不能吃甜食。
He's going to lift weights, he's going to practice three.
然后他要去举重，他要去那个健身中心去锻炼。
He's going to do a lot of things that aren't very fun.
他要去做很多不好玩的事。
Because he's building the habits.That Michael Jordan.
因为他在建立像迈克乔丹那样的习惯。
Now again, let me remind you.
让我再次提醒大家。
Without step one.
没有第一步。
Truly giving your heart to Christ.
真正把你的心交给耶稣。
Being filled with the Spirit of who He is.
被他的圣灵所充满。
Without that step, step three won't do any good.
你没有第一步，你第三步完全是没用的。
But once I've been filled with His Spirit,
一旦你被他的圣灵所充满
I must then do the things that build Christian godly habits.
我必须要练习去做那些养成基督徒的习惯，能够让我们有敬虔的习惯。
After he meets Jesus on the road to Damascus,
在保罗遇到耶稣大马士革的路上遇到耶稣之后
，Paul will spend the rest of his life building these habits. That make him like Christ.
保罗在余生都在不断的练习，在这些习惯让他的生命能够像耶稣。
Scripture,
经文
，prayer,
祷告
，fasting,
禁食
，being a part of a local church,
成为教会的一员。
All of this is part of living as a disciple.
所有这都是要成为门徒的一部分。
Living a disciple is about building Christ-like habits.
成为门徒就是。要养成像基督那样的习惯。
Daily time in God's word.
每天在神的话语上。
Loving a neighbor who is hard to love.
去爱那个不可爱的邻舍。
Now here's the problem.
这个问题在于。
You say, I don't feel like reading the Bible.
你就说我不感觉想要去读。
I don't feel love for that neighbor.
我也对那个邻居我也爱不起来。
If you had my neighbor, you wouldn't love them either.
如果我那个邻居是你，你肯定也爱不起来。
But nowhere does it say I have to feel like it.
但是圣经上没有说你感觉上了你才去爱。
I do it anyway.
我不管怎么样我去做。
You don't build a habit by doing it when you feel like it.
如果你只是说你有了感觉你才去做的话，你永远不会
有这个习惯。You build a habit by doing it when you don't feel like it.
怎么样养成习惯呢？就是你不想做的时候还去做，那才能养成习惯。
I had a student named Frank.
我有个学生叫弗朗克。
When Frank was a little boy, he had a very severe lung problem.
那个弗朗克小的时候，他有很严重的肺部问题。
And the doctor said, if you will run every day, you can strengthen your lungs.
医生就说，如果你每天可以跑步，你就可以强壮你的肺。
And so as a little boy, his father made him start jogging every morning.
所以呢，在他很小的时候，小男孩的时候，他爸爸就让他每天要跑步。
When he came to college, every day he would run several miles.
在他来到大学的时候，他每天都跑好几英里。
One day I said to him, Frank, do you enjoy running?
我就对他问他，我说你喜欢跑步吗？
And this was his answer.
他是这样回答的。
No. And then yes.
然后喜欢。
When I get up in the morning,
他早晨起来的时候，
my alarm goes off and the first thing I think is,
我早晨那个闹钟一响，我第一眼想到的事儿就是，
I want to stay in bed this morning.
啊，我今天早上想再继续睡会儿。
I don't want to get up and run.
我不想起来跑步。
But I know that I need to run.
但是我知道我需要跑。
I need this for my health.
我需要这个，我的健康需要这个。
And so even though I don't feel like it, I get up and do it.
虽然我不觉得想要去做，但是我还是起来跑。
And by the time I finish,
但是当我跑完之后，
it feels good and I'm glad that I'm doing it.
然后我就感觉很好，我也很高兴我跑了。
Frank understood you build habits not because you feel like it, but because it's the right thing to do.
他之所以有这个习惯，就是因为他知道，不是说我感觉想要跑我才跑，而是说那是一个正确要做的事情。
Loving your neighbor is not about feeling love for your neighbor.
爱你的邻舍并不是说你心里对他们感觉很有爱。
Not about feeling love.
不是感觉你心里面有这种爱的感觉。
It is saying, this is what I would do if.I felt love for my neighbor.
你要做的就是说，如果我对我的邻居很有爱的话，我会这样去做。那你就去做。
And, And so I will do it.
所以呢，我就去做。
Regardless of my feelings.
不管我的感觉如何。
I will do it because I choose to love my neighbor.
我要去做，因为我选择去爱我的邻舍。
Recently, a man invited me to lunch.
最近呢，有一个人请我去吃午餐。
We had not even got through the appetizer.
我们还没吃完头盘。
And he said,
他就说,
I don't love my wife anymore.
他说, 我不再爱我的太太了。
And I thought, oh, this is going to be a fun lunch.
哦，我说这个午餐肯定挺有意思的。
Let me get a takeout tray.
然后我说我还是拿着盘子赶快走了。
We began to talk.
然后他就开始讲。
And finally I said to him,
然后最后我就对他说,
What would you do? How would you treat your wife if you did love her?
我就对问他，如果你还是爱你的太太，还有这种爱的感觉，你会如何对待她呢？
And he said, well,
然后他就说，
I would do this, this, and this.
他说，如果我还爱她，我就会做这个那个。
I said, very good.
我说太好了。
Start doing that.
那你现在就开始做这些。
Let's get the bill.
让我们现在来付账单。
This is how we build godly habits.
我们是就是这样来建立这种敬虔的习惯的。
By doing, when we don't feel like it, the things that we know we are supposed to do.
就是我们感觉不到，我们不想去做那些我们知道我们应该去做的事情的时候，我们还是去做。
On ordinary days, doing the right things.
在每天日常的生活中去做这个对的事情。
So that in the time of crisis,
所以当危机来临的时候，
we have built the right habits
我们已经有这个正确的习惯
that carry us through
可以带领我们经过
because you see at crucial moments in our life
在我们生命中这个危机的时刻
at those moments that temptation comes so quickly that we don't even have time to think
比如说那个试探突然来临我们都根本没有时间去思想
our actions will be based on the habits we built day after day.
我们的反应其实是在于我们每日所建立的那种习惯。
If we have developed the habit of obeying God rather than self,
如果我们已经养成去顺服神而不是自己的习惯，
that becomes what we do.
那就会成为我们在那个时候的我们的反应。
Recently, I was with a pilot.
最近呢，我跟一个飞行员在一起。
And we were talking about a plane crash.
我们就讲到一个最近的一个飞机失事。
We were out above the Pacific Ocean.
那个是在那个太平洋。
Not a good place to be talking about a plane crash.
在太平洋上空飞的时候讲这个飞机失事可不是一件好玩的，可不是一件好事。
But the pilot I was with had flown the plane that had crashed.
但是呢，我旁边那个飞行员他飞过那个就是出事的那种飞机型号。
Sorry, not that plane, but that model.
不是那架飞机，而是那个型号。
And he said.
然后他就说。
That crash should never have happened.
他说那个飞机应该永远不应该出这个事儿的。
The man's training, the pilot's training should have saved his life.
他所这个飞行员所经受的训练呢，不应该让他出这种事儿。
And I said, what do you mean?
我说你什么意思？
He said, the private pilot got lost in a fog.
他说就是这种私人的飞行员呢，他是在这个大雾里边他就迷路了。
And when you're flying a plane in a fog,
当你在这个雾里边飞行的时候呢，
your senses become disoriented.
你的这个感觉已经完全都已经混淆了。
Down feels like up.
当你在雾里飞的时候，你往下飞，你感觉是往上飞。
This pilot thought that he was pulling the plane up, and he flew straight into the ground.
这个出事的飞行员，他感觉他是把这个飞机呢往上飞，实际上他是冲着地飞下去了。
But here's the key.
但是关键在于，秘诀在于。
Flight instructors know this about our instincts.
那个飞行员的教导员呢，他们知道我们这个人的本能。
And so they train the pilots in flight school.
他们所以在飞行学校，他们训练飞行员的时候。
In a fog.
说当你在这种大雾里的时候。
Quit looking out the window.
不要再去看外边的窗外的。
Look only.At your instruments.
只看你前面那个表盘，仪表盘。
And do what they tell you.
就看这个仪表盘上告诉你的指令。
Even though it feels wrong to you.
虽然对你来讲，你感觉本能上感觉是不对的。
He said what that pilot should have done is looked at his instrument.
所以他说这个飞行员应该看着他的仪表盘。
His altitude meter would have said you're going down.
他的那个高度盘会告诉他说你在下降。
And he should have pulled the stick to go up.
他应该用他的那个方操纵杆，然后往把飞机往上飞。
Everything in him would have said, "You're going down, you're going down, you're going down."
但是他里边的那个本能会告诉他说：“哎呦，你再往下飞，你再下降，下降。”
But his meter would have said no.
但是他的那个表盘告诉他说：“没有，你再往上飞。”
But instead, my friend said.
但是我的朋友又告诉我。
He had not practiced enough that that became his habit.
他说这个出事的飞行员他没有练习到足够，就是说让这个呢看到这个大雾里边变成他的一个习惯，往上飞，就是看表盘而不是看外边。
Now somewhere in flight school, he took a written test.
然后这个飞行员他在那个有的时候你去那个会考试。
And the test said.
这个考试上会说。
When you're in a fog.
当你在大雾中的时候
，Do you trust your instincts or the instrument？
你是去信任你的这个本能呢，还是信任你的那个仪表盘
？And he put，
然后他就会写上说
B，
他就会说哦，选 B。
He knew the right answer in his head，
在他的头脑中他是知道这个正确的答案的。
But in the years since taking that test， he had not continued to develop the right habits。
但是考试完了之后呢，这么多年他没有去发展养成他那个习惯。
And because he did not develop daily habits of making the right decision,
因为他没有养成这个每天去做这个正确选择的习惯
he crashed and died.
然后他那个飞机就失事，人就死了。
Let me warn you this morning.
让我今天早晨警告你。
If you do not develop habits of godly living,
如果你没有养成这种谦敬敬虔生活的习惯
day after day after day,
一天又一天。
In a moment of crisis,
当那个危机来临的时候
you will fall.
你就会出事儿。
You and I have to develop the habit.
我们必须要养成这种习惯。
Day by day of doing what God calls us to do.
每一天去做去行神呼召我们所要做的。
Of loving that neighbor.
比如说爱那个邻舍。
Of resisting temptation.
去抵挡诱惑。
Now you might say, wait a minute.
你可能会说等一下。
You know.There is no way I can resist this temptation the rest of my life.
你知道我没有办法在这个余生中间，我要去抵挡那个诱惑。
That's fine.
那没关系。
Just resist it today.
你就今天来抵挡这个诱惑。
Today say.
今天说。
Today I'm going to do what my head knows God wants me to do.
你就说我今天要去做我头脑中知道神所要让我做的。
One day.
有一天。
You think that's possible?
你就每次就。只做这一天，你觉得可能吗
？And then tomorrow，
然后明天
，you say，
你说
，not in my own power，
不是我自己的能力。
Remember step one，
记住第一步。
But because I have been filled with the Spirit of Christ，
因为我被耶稣的灵所充满。
Because His power is in me，
因为他的能力在我身上，在我里边。
For one day，
所以。就这一天
I'm going to love my neighbor.
我要去爱我的邻舍
I'm going to do the things that a loving person would do.
我就会去做一个有爱心的人会去做的事
Just for one day.
就这一天
I'm going to resist temptation just for one day.
我就今天就这一天我要去抵挡诱惑
Just for one day I'm going to resist the temptation to scream and yell and tell my wife exactly what I want to say.
就是就这一天我就是不去去对我的太太喊，不去对我太太说我心里所想的。
Man, can you manage that for one day?
先生们，你们可不可以就这样做一天呢
？Just one.
就是一天。
Wives, quit gouging him.
做太太的不要去打你的胳膊肘去抵你的先生。
One day.
就一天。
Another day.
然后再一天。
And soon we find we are developing habits of doing.What God calls us to do.
很快了，你就会发现呢，你慢慢的就养成了神呼召我们所要过的敬虔生活的习惯。
How do I live as a disciple?
我如何来过一个门徒的生活呢
？I must be filled with the Spirit of Jesus.
第一个是要被耶稣的灵所充满。
I must know what He would do.
我要知道他所行的。
I must build habits.
我要
of following Him.
养成跟随他的习惯。
And then.
然后再下一步。
Verse 7.
第七节
I must love Jesus.
我必须要爱耶稣
I must follow him with my heart.
我要用我的心来跟随耶稣
Because he says,
因为他说
I must supplement my faith with virtue. And he goes through that long list.
然后他就讲了很长说有了信心又要加上德行
And the last one is,
然后最后一个就是说
with love.
就是要爱弟兄的心，爱众人的心。
Now I know this is a Chinese church.
我知道我们是那个华人教会。
You are engineers and professors. You are smart people.
我们都很聪明，又是工程师，又是教授。
But let me tell you.
但是我告诉大家。
No matter how much we know.
不管我们头脑都知道多少。
The truth is.
真理真相是。
We are motivated. Our actions are motivated primarily not by what we know, but by what we love.
我们其实都是被我们内心的这个欲望所爱的所驱使，而不是被我们头脑中所知道的去驱使。
Our actions are determined primarily by our desires.
我们的行动其实主要是被我们的愿望所决定的。
And so that means if we're going to be a disciple,
所以那就意味着如果我们要成为门徒，
we must truly love Jesus.
我们真的是要去爱耶稣。
Being like him must become our greatest desire.
就要让这个只有说我们要像他，这个成为我们心里最大的最想要的，我们才有可能像他。
Because we love him.
因为我们爱他。
You see, if Quincy says, "Yeah, I think I want to be like Michael Jordan."
哦，我想成为乔丹那样。
Nothing's going to happen.
那没什么事情也不会发生，也不会改变。
To truly change.
如果你真的要改变。
Playing basketball like Michael Jordan must become the deepest desire of Brother Quincy's life.
就是。像打篮球打得像乔丹那样，必须变成他王庆弟兄心里最深切的愿望。
And if I want to be like Jesus,
如果你想要像耶稣，
that must become the deepest desire in my life.
那必须成为你心里最热切、最深切的心愿，在你的心里。
For many of us, I think this may be the most crucial of the four things I've said.
这个可能对我们很多人，这是最关键、最重要的一点。
We've asked God to fill us with His Spirit.
我们求神让我们又被他的圣灵所充满。
We're good at the knowledge part.
我们也很擅长这个知识的部分。
We're pretty disciplined and we know how to build good habits.
我们也很自律，知道怎么样养成好的习惯。
But loving Him is more difficult.
但是去真正的爱他其实更困难。
It's harder to change the heart than the head.
去改变人的心比改变人的头脑更难。
I don't have all the answers for how to do that.
我没有说如何做这些的答案，所有的答案。
But one thing I am learning for myself.
从我自己身上我所学到的是。
The more I can really see what Jesus is like.
我越能知道越了越真的是明白耶稣是谁像谁。
The more I will love him.
我就会越爱他。
Because his life is beautiful.
因为他的生命是如此的美好。
He is lovely.
他真是全然
美善。And the more I see of him, the more I will love him.
我越看得清楚他，我越认识他，我就越爱他。
This year I have not been trying to read through the Bible plan.
今年呢，我没有说去通读圣经的一个读经计划。
I've been reading the Gospel of Mark over and over.
我就是一遍。我今年的计划就是一遍一遍的读马可福音。
I want to see what was Jesus like.
我就想看耶稣他到底是像什么。
What made him so attractive to people?
为什么让他为什么对周围的人如此有吸引力？
Why did sinful people say, I want to be with him?
为什么这个有罪的人想要说，我想要跟耶稣在一起？
And the more I see of who he is,
我越看到越真的明白了解他是谁。
The more I grow to love him,
我的心里对他的爱就不断的增长。
You must follow him with your heart.
你必须要用你的全心去跟随他。
The last thing I want to say,
最后一件我想讲的是，
We must keep growing in all of these.
我们在这些方面必须要不断的成长。
Peter says, if these qualities are yours and are increasing.
他说你们若充充足足的有这几样，表示说你在增长。
Here is, I think, one of the great challenges of the Christian life.
我觉得这是我们作为基督徒一个最大的挑战。
That it is so daily.
这个挑战就是这是每一天的生活。
You don't just do it one time and you're done.
不是说你做一次以后就没事了。
The challenge of the Christian life is that it is day after day after day after day.
基督徒的这个挑战在于你是一天又一天又一天又一天。
We are good at making one-time commitments.
我们就是做一次性的立志，这个对我们来讲很容易。
We struggle with day after day.
但是我们要每天的这样挣扎。
If all it took was New Year's resolutions,
如果所只有所需要就是做一个新年立志。
Every one of us in here would be at our ideal weight.
我们就每个人可能是体重是标准体重。
Everything would be right.
每件事情都没问题，都 perfect.
But it's the day after day.
但是这是一天又一天的决定。
We like excitement.
我们很喜欢这种兴奋感。
We like new programs.
我们喜欢新的项目节目。
We like to get together and say, okay, in the next year we're going to do this, this, and this.
我们喜欢在一起，然后我们说，哦，明年我决定要做这个那个。
And we all leave excited. Okay, now we're doing it.
然后我们就离开的时候，大家都很兴奋，说好吧，我们就要去做这些了。
We're really good at that.
我们很擅长于这个。
We like new workshops.
我们喜欢新的研讨会。
We like to hear new preachers.
我们喜欢听一个新的讲员。
Sing new songs.
我们唱一个新的歌。
We like to download new apps on our phone.
我们喜欢在我们的手机上下载一个新的软件。
New, that's it.
新的，那就是我们想要的。
But much of the Christian life.
但是基督徒的主要的生活。
Is day by day by day.
而是一天又一天又一天。
One step.At a time.
一次一步。
I once spoke to our college students in a chapel on being a boring Christian.
有一次我在那个他们大学生他们早晨的崇拜的时候讲到成为一个很无聊的基督徒。
But one of them told me the sermon was boring, so I didn't preach it again.
所以有个学生说你讲的这个真是很无聊，所以我就没再讲了。
But my point to them was this.
但是我想告诉他们的要点是，主要的是。
You can go to camp meeting and get excited.
你可以去营会，然后就很兴奋。
You can go to retreat and get excited.
你也可以去复兴会、退休会，然后很兴奋。
But that is not the test of a disciple.
但是那个却不是做门徒的这个试验。
The test of a disciple is.
做门徒的这个考试试验是。
Day after day after day.
就是一天又一天又一天。
Will I keep doing day after day?
我可不可能就是每天一天又一天的这样去行呢
？The things that I know in my head.
就是我在我头脑中所知道的。
The habits I built in my hand.
而是我在我那个在我手上所养成的习惯。
The love I have in my heart.
而是我在心里的爱。
I started with an illustration with Quincy.
我今天早晨以王庆弟兄来做例子。
Let me finish with an illustration from my own life.
让我下边讲一个我自己生命中的例子。
And no, I'm not going to jump.
放心，我不会在那里跳。
He actually got quite a ways.
王庆弟兄跳的还挺高的，其实。
I was kind of worried he might accomplish it. I'm going to ruin my whole sermon.
然后我真的是害怕他真的跳到那个四个，跳完整个台阶，然后我的整个这个讲道就毁了。
I decided if I saw he was getting close, I was going to reach out and trip him.
如果觉得他真的要能跳到四阶，可能我就绊他一下。
Let me finish with an illustration from my life.
让我讲我自己生命中的一个例子。
1990, I heard a recording of a Polish pianist.
在1990年，我听到一个波兰的钢琴家的演奏。
He was playing music of Chopin.
他弹的是那个肖邦的音乐。
I'd never heard him before.
我从来以前没听过他的那个录音。
I had been studying piano for almost 20 years.
那个时候已经学弹琴已经20年了。
But I had never heard Chopin played this way before.
我从来没有听过任何一个人像他那样子弹肖邦的乐曲。
I heard this recording and I said, "This is how I want to play Chopin."
然后我听到他的录音，我就说，我希望我能够像他那样子来弹肖邦。
And it started a process that lasted the next 8 years.
然后这个过程呢，持续了未来的八年。
Now I couldn't do the first step I described today.
我没有办法，如果没有的第一步，我是没有办法做的。
But I could work on the next three.
但是呢，我没办法做到他的灵所充满，但是我可以做剩下的三步。
And for the next 8 years, I became a disciple of Mr. Perlmutter.
然后呢，在未来的八年，他成为这个培列姆特的学生，他的门徒。
I spent every dime taking lessons.
然后我就把我所有的钱都存下来，能够去向他学课。
I would fly to Paris and have a series of lessons.
然后我就飞到巴黎去上一系列的课程。
He would tell me how terrible my playing was.
他就告诉我说弹得真糟糕。
I would leave discouraged.
我就走的时候真的是很难过。
But the next day I'd be back.
然后第二天我再回去。
I filled my head with everything I could about him.
我就 但我的头脑中就是完全在思想他所告诉我的每一件事情。
If I walked in his apartment and saw a book on the table, I would go home and order that book.
如果我到他的那个公寓里边，我看到他桌上有本书，我马上回家也订那本书来读。
I read everything I could find that he read.
我就想去读每样他所读的。
If he mentioned a painting, I went to the museum and looked at it.
如果他就是提到一幅画，我就马上去跑到那个博物馆去看那幅画。
I wanted to know what he knew.
我就想知道他所知道的。
I developed habits like him.
我也开始养成像他那样的习惯。
Finger exercises he did.
比如说那个指法，钢琴的指法，我就像他那样练习。
I practiced the way he practiced.
我就像他那样的去练琴。
I sat the way he sat.
我就坐在那儿弹琴的姿势也跟他一样。
I was building habits.That he had.
我就养成像他所有的习惯。
My heart, I fell in love with the way he played.
我真的是很爱他所弹琴的那种弹琴的那种。
I would finish a series of lessons.
然后我每次上完课之后，上完就是几节课之后，一个系列之后。
The last of the series, he would say, "Well, you're no better than you were last time."
然后呢，这个课程结束的时候，他就会说。好吧，他说你现在弹的也没有比以前更好。
I would get on the plane to come home, and I would think that was horrible.
然后我就回家的那个飞机上，我就想这个太糟糕了。
I'm never coming back.
我再也不回来了。
I would get home.
然后回家以后
，A few days later, I would
几天之后
pull out the CD that I had of him.
然后我又拿出来他那个录音的那个 CD.
And I would play it.
然后我又放那个唱片。
I would fall in love with that sound again.
然后我又爱上他所弹奏的这个乐曲，这个他所弹的。
I would call him and say, "When can I come back?"
然后我就给打电话说，我什么时候再来给你上课呀
？This morning, let me say to you, if you want to be a disciple,
如果你想要成为耶稣的门徒
，I think you want to follow him, or you wouldn't be here this morning.
我想大家是想要跟随他，不然你就不会坐在这儿。
You didn't come just for the cool air.
你不是来这里享受空调。
If so, four things have to happen.
如果是这样，你成为门徒必须有四件事情发生。
You've got to be filled with the Spirit of Jesus.
第一个，你要被耶稣的灵所充满。
If you've never truly given him your heart, you have to do that first.
如果你真没有把自己的心真正的交给他，那是你第一步要做的。
But then,
第二步，接着呢
？With your head, begin to study who he is.
用你的头脑来仔细的学习。他到底是谁
？How do I live as a disciple？
我如何像门徒那样生活
？With your hands, begin to build habits.
用你的身心
，godly living day after day.
用你的身心来养成一个敬虔的习惯，每天来跟随他。
And with your heart,
用你的心
，keep going back to him.
不断的回到他跟前
，falling in love with him day after day.
每天的爱上他。
And here will be the result.
如果你这样做，结果就是。
If you live this journey of being a disciple,
如果你过这个过程，作为这个门徒的这个旅程。
First John makes this promise.
约翰一书是这样子应许我们的。
When he appears, we shall be like him.
当他显现的时候，我们必要像他。
If you will live the life of the disciple,
如果你过一个门徒的生活
，the day will come.
有一天会来临
，when you will see him.
我们会见到他
，and you will realize.
你就会意识到说
，I have become like him.
我已经像他了
，I now do what he does.
我现在在做他所行的事。
He has transformed me into his image.
他已经把我们改变成他的形象。
That's what it means to be a disciple.
那个就意味着什么是门徒。
It's simple.
很简单。
Now it's hard to do.
但是很难做。
But that's what's involved.
但是这个是所要做的。
Day after day.
每一天，每一天，每一天。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear God, would you help us to be disciples?
主啊，好不好？求你帮助我们成为你的门徒。
Make our greatest desire the desire to be like you.
让我们心里最深切的愿望就是要像你。
Help us day after day.
帮助我们在每一天的生活中。
To build the habits that make us like you.
养成那个能够像你的习惯。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣宝贵的名。